CR4 AAE performing a radio check.
KB4 CBA mobile.
KB4 CBA, this is KR4 AAE.
For AJE, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alvin. Name here is David. And your call sounds familiar, but I can't pull your name out of my memory bank.
Dave, we have talked before. My name is Steven. I just got my little base unit set up, so I was making sure everything looks good, and everything's pretty good right now.
Well, you're sounding really good. You're solid in the repeater. No white noise or anything that I can detect. Anyway, I'm mobile, but anyway, sounding really good. Glad you got your base station set up there for the house. Gosh, I can remember the days when 2-meter mobile was all I had. I could bring it inside because I had it on a slide mount. They used to make these slide mounts you could put on your dash, one part of it, and then attach your radio to the other part, and it would just slide in, and then you just hooked up the power and the antenna, and you're ready to go.
I thought about doing something like that, but then I said, you know what, let me just start out the right way. So it's very basic. I got my little power supply, my little SWR meter hooked up. I got that finally tuned out right, and I've got my little ICOM 2730A sitting here on this box that I got it in as my little base unit right now. So I'm starting somewhere.
You said that was a 2730A?
That is correct. I've got just a 2-meter, 70-centimeter Ed Fong antenna sitting there up in the attic right now, which is doing pretty good.
Good job for you. That's what I'm talking on. I really like this radio. Being mobile, with detachable face, the radio is under the seat, and the head of the radio is not that big. I actually have a little compartment in the center console here. It's actually part of the dash, I guess, but anyway, that thing fits perfectly in there. It's just kind of wedged in there. I didn't have to use anything to hold it in, like, some Velcro or anything. And I was going to ask you, do you have a 2-meter HT?
I do have a little 2-meter HT here. Going to get a different antenna for it and see if I can get that going as well. But so far, it does pretty good. I can't hit this repeater here on the little HT without the antenna upgrade.
Well, I was just going to say, you can, your 2730's got the, having a brain fart. Anyway, you can set your 2730 and, let's see, you'd need a 440 radio, not a 2-meter. I think that's the way it works. Anyway, and leave your 2730 on, transmit. If you had a 440 radio, then HT, then you could transmit to your 2730 and it'll cross band 6-1 or any repeater on 2 meters.
That is good to know. You may have just created a mad scientist here. I may stay up all night goofing around with that now.
I know that. But, you know, I don't want to leave this on in the car, so... But, yeah, you can sit there and talk on your walkie-talkie and on your HC and, you know, sit there at the couch or in the Barca lounge or whatever, and, you know, and that way you're using your 2730 to hit the repeater, but your walkie-talkie's talking to your, it only has to make the trip to, you know, the part of the house where your 2730 is. So it's pretty neat. What I want to do is my sister lives in Maggie Valley, and I wanted to set up a rig up there so I could get on HF, and she's at 3,500 feet, so it would be great, but she won't let me put up an even a wire. I was just going to put up a wire antenna. She, nope, no way.
No, Dave, I was wondering how people were doing that, hitting the repeater from an HT. You've just opened up my eyes to something else, and I've learned so much by just listening in on a repeater. It's been awesome.
If you listen in, some of it's good, some of it's not, you know. So, you know, we haven't had any problems here lately, but I just have the little, I forget what this thing's called out here. But get out of the car and take a look. That my mic cord's not that long. Anyway, it's just a little 9-inch tubular antenna. And I drive a 4Runner, and you know, nothing else will get in the garage, so I even tried putting one on the hood that I had on my Mustang, and it was too tall.
Yeah, one thing I like about this whole ham radio hobby is there's more than one way to skin a cat, more than one way to make things work, and that's what I enjoy, making things work.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, and there's so much, you know, there's so many aspects of ham radio that you're bound to be able to find something that you enjoy doing, you know, and, you know, you might not enjoy, you know, so much talking on HF, but you like the digital modes, or you like CW, or, you know, whatever. So there's just so much you can do, and I just enjoy the heck out of it. I've got a ICOM 7300 that I use for HF, and it is just it's just really great. In fact, I've made some contacts on 6 meters on FT8, I believe it is. It's FT4, FT8. I think it was FT8. And just a lot of fun.
I took my general today and passed it, so now I can go on HF. And one of the VECs down there, who was at the testing site, lives right down the road from me, so I may hop over there and dip my toes into HF and see if it's something that I will like and keep going for.
Okay, well, I've got you full quieting on the input, so, and I'm in my garage. And I live in Taylor's in the Pheasant Ridge subdivision on Rutherford Road, but I probably know who you're talking about. And if it's who I'm thinking of, he helped me put up my antenna. I've got a Carolina Wyndham up in the trees in the backyard for HF, and it works fairly well.
Talking about the same guy, sounds like he knows what he's talking about, knows what he's doing, which is good.
I'm going to go inside. I'm going to try and do the latest update for the 7300. I hear there's a new one. And so it's been so long, I'll have to kind of figure it out again. But I've got the disc and ready to get started on that. So I know I've got to format it with the radio first, and then throw it in the computer and download the latest and greatest. But anyway, I'm going to clear out of here after your final and enjoy the QSO. Thanks for the ride home, and I'm going to talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final KB4CPA.
To you too, Dave. It's always nice chatting with you. So 73 to you. This is KR4AAE for KB4CBA.